This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The Edge.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
She has really been on a tear, as you can tell by the big jackpot on Are You Smarter Than Katie? $360 is what we're playing for today. And I want to welcome to the show Chase from Vacaville. Good morning, Chase.
Good morning.
Welcome to the wake-up call. Welcome to Are You Smarter Than Katie? I've got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. As I said, it's a big fat jackpot of $360. Are you going to take it or are we going to add to it? Let's find out. Katie has left the studio. Five questions, news and pop culture. Here we go. Chapel Roan was on the Call Her Daddy podcast and shocked everyone when she said she is in a relationship. The singer, who says everyone should be single, says she's dated a guy for 6 months and they are in love. Wow. Who hosts Call Her Daddy?
Her name is Alex.
Question two. Disney dropped a teaser video yesterday that shows chairs for all the stars of Avengers Doomsday, and it was impressive. To name just a few of the shocks were Patrick Stewart, Alan Cumming, Kelsey Grammer, and Ian McKellen reprising their X-Men characters. Name one of the characters that they played.
Sorry, what were their names again?
Patrick Stewart, Alan Cumming, Kelsey Grammer, or Ian McKellen?
Professor X.
And question three. The Handmaid's Tale is a very popular and relevant show on Hulu, and the star is Elizabeth Moss. She was recently asked, what is the strangest thing that happened to you on set? And her answer was, when somebody stole her underwear from her trailer. When was the thong invented? Was it 1956, 1966, or 1976?
66.
Question four. Netflix is reviving Scooby-Doo and not for kids. The 8-episode miniseries will be live action and will be made for a more adult audience, leaning into the horror and adult jokes. What do you think about that, Kevin?
I love it.
I think it's kind of interesting. What was the name of the van that the gang drove around in?
The Mystery Machine.
And question five, 50 Cent attended a city council meeting for a town in Louisiana yesterday. The reason why is because he's part of a team that's building a sports and entertainment center for the community, and he needed to secure the 30-year lease on the building. If they pay $7,000 a year, after 30 years, how much have they paid?
$210,000.
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. And Chase, what are we doing in Vacaville? How is it down there?
It's pretty nice.
Yeah? What's going on today?
Oh, just working in Fairfield.
And wow. What do you do in Fairfield? Jelly Belly Factory, probably.
That would be nice. No, I do building maintenance.
Building maintenance. All right. Listen, Jelly Belly Factory needs maintenance.
Needs maintenance too. Come on.
Call Chase.
They do.
Come on, guys. All right. I'm putting Chase on hold. Katie, you ready to play?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Question one. Chapel Roan, America's sweetheart, was on Call Her Daddy podcast and shocked everybody when she said she's in a relationship.
Why was that shocking?
Because she's like eternally single. She like has like big single positivity.
Okay.
She says everybody should be single.
Okay.
But this, she said she's been in a relationship secretly for 6 months and she's in love.
Okay.
All right. Oh. Who hosts Call Her Daddy?
Alex.
Yes. Alex Cooper is her name. Question two, Disney dropped a trailer, not really a trailer, but it was like a teaser video for the movie Avengers Doomsday showing the cast. It was a bunch of chairs. You probably saw it. You probably loved it.
Right, of course.
All these chairs with all these different actors' names on it, and it went on and on and on. But the big shockers were names like Patrick Stewart, Alan Cumming, Kelsey Grammer, and Ian McKellen,
okay,
who will be reprising their X-Men characters for the movie.
Right.
Name just one of those X-Men characters.
You said Patrick Stewart?
I did.
Professor X.
Yes!
Yeah!
The others, Kevin, who were the others?
Nightcrawler, Beast, and Magneto.
That is
correct.
The
other thing I would have said is Magneto.
Yeah. I hope...
Because he's Neato.
He is Neato.
Neato.
I hope, Kevin, they give Nightcrawler a much bigger part in this
Guys,
one.
I am not going to waste my time listening to this.
Some people love it.
Some people love it.
Then talk to those people.
We are.
Right.
Talking to each other.
Not during my segment.
Question three, The Handmaid's Tale.
Yes.
The star of it is Elizabeth Moss.
Yep.
And she was asked, what's the weirdest thing that ever happened to you on the set of that show?
Okay.
She said it was when somebody stole her underwear out of the trailer.
Like her actual underwear or her handmade underwear?
I think it was her actual underwear.
That's very strange.
Yeah. When was the thong invented?
Okay.
Was it 1956, 1966, or 1976?
Probably 1976.
That is correct.
Yeah.
1976. And question...
I bet that was a hard sell, too.
Yeah.
It's going to go where?
Right. But you say you don't feel it.
I can't wear anything but a thong now.
I get it. Anything but.
Keep it moving.
Question four. Netflix is reviving Scooby-Doo, but this time it's not for kids.
Okay, that makes it a little better.
It's an 8-episode miniseries. It's going to be live action, and it's going to be more for an adult audience.
Okay,
it's
probably because kids don't know who Scooby-Doo is.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
What was the name of the van that the gang drove around in?
The Mystery Machine.
Yes, it was the Mystery Machine. And question five, 50 Cent attended a city council meeting for a little town in Louisiana. Could you imagine showing up to a city council meeting because the street light outside your house is too bright? And all of a sudden, 50 Cent
standing in a bulletproof vest for some reason.
The reason he was there was because he's part of a team that's building a sports and entertainment complex for the community, which is awesome. Yeah. And he needed to secure the 30-year lease on the building.
Aww.
I know. If they pay $7,000 a year, after 30 years, how much is that?
What's the question?
If they pay
$7,000. Got it. Shut up. Hold on. 210,000.
Kevin.
I can't.
That is correct.
Yeah, it is.
Listen, there are people who have noticed that you have been getting better and better at math, and they are not wrong.
They are not wrong.
Wow, Chase, final score. You got 4, but Katie got all 5 right.
Woo!
Unbelievable.
It's Magneto.
It is Magneto. We're going to add $20 to the jackpot tomorrow, making it $380. Chase, what is it that you want to tell us?
Today, I am not smarter than Katie.
No, very close.
Not today, but it was close, yeah.